Okay. Good morning. We're learning Chayodim, Klal Tezai, and looking at Simon Gimel. So not only the Chazal Aser eating and drinking, Chazal Aser greeting, Chazal Aser traveling, Chazal Aser getting involved in your Tzrochim, Chazal Aser learning. Phil Lumbait Aser, a person cannot get involved in learning. And here the concern is a person will get involved in learning, and since learning is something which absorbs the mind, he'll forget the daven. He simply will forget the daven. So it's not a question of an insult to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Obviously, learning Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah before davening is not an insult. But it enhances your davening. But Chazal were worried about the fact that you're going to get so involved in Torah, you're going to forget to daven. So therefore, if you're in a place where you're going to have a shomer who's going to remind you, i.e., for this example, that the shomer should go around from house to house and bang on the doors and say, come daven. So you can learn relying on the fact that there's going to be someone to remind you to daven. It is important to point out that once he reminds you, you cannot go back to your gemara. So one second, let's just finish off the sugya. I know the shomer's called, but let's finish off the sugya, because by that time, point in time, you'll get back involved in your learning and forget to daven. And there's no shamash anymore. So a person has to respond to the shamash immediately. So a person appoints a shomer, a person has a shomer, that's going to be mutter. A shaloi med im acherim. Or, we're learning as a group. Chazal did not want to answer learning with a group because of this concern that you might forget the daven, which is not such a common issue. It's enough that Chazal addressed it, but it's not so common, and therefore, if by not learning you're going to a tzibur, a group of people are going to lose their opportunity for learning, not just one individual person, but a group. So that Chazal did not ask for learning to make it see a group of people lose their learning. But even in that situation, we're going to allow you to daven. Excuse me, we're going to allow you to learn before davening. Since it's involving a group, if you're going to lose zman of tila because of it, that's not mutter. Okay. Even a situation of learning with other people, it's not going to be mutter if you lose zman tila because of it. Now, I'm about to feel a mishum limud. I feel a loy mini macherim kol yom kilo loy loma. The Rekeach says a Musar Shmuzel, where he says that don't think that you're so chashu by you're learning in replacing tefillah with your learning. The more just talk about there were certain individuals who were able to do so. We're not holding on that madrega, and therefore that's like the opposite accomplishes that your learning loses its importance. A person has a set amount of material that he covers in his learning. Then that's what he does. Kavias, I always learn daf yomi, so I don't learn more than a daf. So I'll finish the daf. It's still usher. Why? Even though we should argue that a person not can be once he asked learning, we asked learning as well. He says, why is that? I said, tell me from test, so how could keep this man cut to Chomer Tfei? Because we are afraid that the person will get involved. And since there's a limited time for tefillah, Zman tefillah is a short amount of time. So yes, he's not going to get involved and lose the whole day. Eventually he will stop, but maybe he'll go for another hour or two and then miss Zman tefillah. Now, since this is true that a person cannot learn before davening, so what do you do with a situation where a person is right now traveling and he doesn't have a minyan, so he can't get up and learn before davening because he's not allowed to learn before davening, he's afraid he's going to get so involved in learning because he forgets to daven. So what should he do? Okay, Mishu Hubaderech, a person is traveling, or Darba Yishu, a person lives out in a small village. Where he is by himself, he doesn't have a minion. Afila Bakayitz, Alagav the Mitzali Spalo, Bashosh, a Sibra Mispalo, well, we'll see later on that a person is by themselves, and they cannot daven with the Tzibra, we should at least get the chashivas of davening at the same time the tzibur would be davening. But over here we have, on the other end, if you're going to wait to daven, at the same time where you know there's a minyan, you live in this little village, there's no minyan there, but the big city is 50 miles away, 60 miles away, and you know they daven every morning at 7:30, so I'll daven at 7:30. Yeah, but I get up at 6 o'clock, I want to learn before davening. I can't do that. So it's appropriate to daven early by yourself, not at the same time as the tzibur, and so you'll be able to learn, otherwise you end up not learning. Okay. They're not learning along the way, and that's not a problem. So wait till later. They keep, once they travel, they get involved in traveling, they forget to daven until it's too late. Okay, Yizar, but should take him, she's asking, but Shemdor, he's probably, he's a type of daven right away as soon as you get up in the morning when you're traveling. The Kolshkin, the Makilis, Kadalis, he's probably, and take him, Bishahar, Yom, you can learn them, who Bishosh, the Tibur, he's probably. You're supposed to daven the same time as the Tibur. There are many Tiburim in the world. There's somebody davening at the same time as you, no matter where you are. So get up. As soon as you get up, best thing to do is daven. I mean, assuming it's the right time, it's time when a person can daven, rather than saying, I'll daven later, I'll travel first, I'll daven later, that's not, you'll end up not doing anything. You'll end up daven going too late. So a person should, as soon as he gets up, a person should be convey himself to daven, and he'll be mekayim, soshatir mispalim, and then he'll be able to learn or continue on his way, whatever is appropriate. Have a good day.